The history of rock and roll continues with the all-time biggest hit of Fats Domino.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill.
Domino, who ultimately had 22 gold records. By 1960, his records had sold over 50 million copies as he hit the top 10 again with Walkin' to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. To be my honey, till you spent all my morning. No use for you to cry. I see you by and by. Well, I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. Got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
We'll be hearing more from Fats later on, but for now, the history turns to another Southern superstar, an energetic ex-choir boy who once toured as a come-on attraction with a traveling medicine show.
The kids are out here! Oh, but you're big up there!
You're beautiful!
Little Richard from Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, I used to wash dishes at the Greyhound bus station. I was there. I washed dishes for 4 years.
It was in 1955 that Little Richard, whose real name is Richard Penniman, got a break.
I would sing all of my songs to ease my burdens from washing all those pots. Like if I sung a little bit, like the pots got a little lighter for me. And I was a singing boy, I'm telling you. I met Lloyd Price. He had Lordy Miss Claudy. He had just wrote it, and it was a very big hit for Specialty Records. he came in my hometown, and to me he was so great, you know, because all I had heard was his records in this country town I came from. And he recommended me to Specialty Records. And they met me in New Orleans, which I had never been there before. And I recorded all my songs, and they didn't think much of them.
Rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 But why Bob Loom, Bob Lump, Bob Bum, I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, bop. What you do to me, to the booty?
Tutti Frutti from Little Richard.
When we recorded Tutti Frutti, Pat Boone sold more records than we did. And on the follow-up to Tutti Frutti, we upped the tempo. And we got the words going so fast that Pat Boone couldn't get his mouth together to do it.
Bop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bop, bop, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bop, bop.
He did a good version, you know, after all, for him to say, wop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bam, boom. That wasn't too easy. You know, to fold your lips and pull them out and push them back and then throw it up again. That was kind of
hard. I wasn't bringing Pat down for it.
No, I know that.
I was
never bring him down.
Saying that by Pat Boone doing the song got air and got across the line, which brought Richard automatically across.
That's right.
Kids wouldn't take a duplicate.
Because I was in Macon, Georgia, washing dishes at the bus station. I was glad to get out of there.
The history of rock and roll sweeps on through the hits of Little Richard.
Well, long talk, Sally, she's Bibbs, Bishy guy.
A lot of the new people want to hear the originators. They said, let us hear the real thing. Shoot, it's just like if you've been looking for a girl and you see a man every day, you want to see the real thing.
Little Richard was the real thing, a rock and roll whirlwind and baggy pants and pompadour. But a little over 2 years after he started, Little Richard abruptly ended his career.
When I stopped singing, A plane was on fire.
In 1958, while flying to Australia, Little Richard saw one of the airplane's engines burst into flame. He swore that if the plane landed safely, he'd give up the devil's music and enter the ministry. The plane landed, and Little Richard kept his word, and retired just as one of the biggest hits of its career was riding high on the charts. Years after Good Golly Miss Molly, Little Richard changed his mind and returned to rock and roll as a top concert attraction. The sounds of Little Richard, Fats Domino, and Lloyd Price were part of rock's rhythm and blues roots and were joined in the 50s by the countryside of rock and roll.
The beginning of rock and roll goes back to the year 1951.
The voice of Bill Haley, whose country rock roots extend to 1951 and beyond. His words and music are next when the history of rock and roll continues.